Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by and welcome to the first half 2017 financial results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 26th of July, 2017. And I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Javier Lopez Belmonte. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much and good afternoon to everyone. This is Javier Lopez Belmonte, CFO of Rovi. And at this time, I would like to welcome everybody to this first half year 2017 results conference call, which will start in a moment. Let me please first introduce Rovi's attendees today, Mr. Juan López del Monte, CEO, Raquel Murillo, Investor Relations, and myself. All lines are now on mute to prevent any background noise. The conference will also be webcasted on Rovi's website. After the presentation, there will be a question and answer session. Let me now turn the call over to the CEO, Mr. Juan López del Monte, for the highlights of this first half results.
Thank you, Javier, and welcome to everybody. I'm glad to present our first half 2017 results. Performance this first half has been in line with our expectations, and we are on track to achieving 2017 guidance. Our 8% operating revenue growth in the first half of this year was driven by the strength of the toll manufacturing business, where sales rose 27%. Our specialty pharmaceutical business rose 3%, slightly outperforming the market. Data provided by Quintiles IMS indicate that the innovative product market in Spain increased 2% in the first quarter of 2017. However, the sales of pharmaceutical products with prescriptions for Rovi rose 3% in the first half of the year, exceeding the market by 1 percentage point. For 2017, Quintiles IMS expects a range of between 1 to 4% growth in spending on medicine in Spain to 2021. And Rovi expects to continue growing, and we forecast the operating revenue growth to be in the low to mid single digit range. Regarding the classification of the specialty pharma laboratories using data from Quintiles IMS, May 2017, Rovi was positioned 15th laboratory in terms of value and the third fastest growing laboratory year to date. In the first half of 2016, a joint venture participated by Rovi and Enerbit was created to distribute nutritional products and other non-pharmacological products in Spain and Portugal. This affects comparative numbers of first half results of this year. In the first half of 2017, EBITDA decreased 4% to 23.9 million euros. And net profit decreased 12% to 15.8 million euros, impacted both by non-recurrent revenue of 4 million euros as a result of the creation of this joint venture. Excluding the impact of the non-recurrent revenue in the first half last year, recurrent EBITDA has increased by 14% in first half 2017, reflecting 1 percentage point rise in the recurrent EBITDA margin. And recurrent net profit has increased by 10% in the first half of 2017. In the first half of 2017, we began an important investment effort in research and development, as we have started phase 3 in risperidone and we are preparing phase 1 in letrozole. This effort will continue during 2017. Prescription-based pharmaceutical specialties, which grew by 3% in the first half of the year, are high strategic value products and contribute to give Rovi a wider scope for the coming years. Mimiparin, which performed well in the first half of 2016, increased sales 3% to 42.6 million euros. Sales of Mimiparin in Spain grew by 6.2%, to 29.1 million euros in the first half of the year, while the low molecular weight heparins market increased 4.7% in the same period, beating the market by 1.5 percentage points and maintaining the same market share of 28% in the first half of 2017. In addition, we continue focus on taking our main product, bemiparin, to an international level as one of the drivers of long-term growth. International sales decreased by 4% to 13.5 million euros in the first half of 2017 due to seasonal effects. Rovi expects to maintain stable international sales in 2017. The product's launch in 2015 had a strong growth in the first half of the year, despite the difficulties in the economic and regulatory environments. Sales of Vitorin, Orvatez, and Absorcol, the first of the five licenses of Merck Chapandon, increased by 20% to 19 million euros in the first half of the year. Sales of Irobreath, Breezhaler, and Ulunar, Breezhaler, both inhaled bronchodilators from Novartis, increased by 20% to 7 million euros. Sales of Volutsa from Astellas Pharma increased by 34% to 4.3 million euros. Sales of Neparvis from Novartis, indicated for the treatment of adult patients with symptomatic chronic heart failure and reduced ejection fraction, reached an amount of 1.5 million euros. All these recent product launches will lead us to extend the average life of our product portfolio by several years, and we expect they will provide us a sustainable and profitable growth opportunity in the coming years. Medikinet and Medice Brand from Medice increased 1% in the first half of 2017, up to 4.1 million euros. Corlentor from Laboratoire Servier has decreased 63.1% compared to the first half of last year, and it will be no longer marketed after the first half of 2017. Likewise, sales of contrast imaging agents increased by 9% to 14.8 million euros. Rovi continues being the market leader in this segment. Regarding toll manufacturing, sales increased by 27% to 30.9 million euros in the first half of 2017, mainly because of the good performance of the injectable business and the Frost Iberica plant. The injectable plant revenue increased by 51% in the first half of the year to 18 million euros due to higher volumes of some customers with seasonal effect. Rovi expects to achieve a mid to high single-digit growth rate for the business in 2017. Rovi has one of the largest solid oral forms manufacturing plants in Europe, and sales increased a 5% in the first half of the year to 12.9 million euros. The manufacturing plant at San Sebastián de los Reyes, acquired in June 2015, is expected to start operations in the third quarter of this year, thus expanding the production lines of injectables of the group. Moving to research and development, Rovi firmly believes that research and development is one of the pillars of growth of the company in the future. During the first half of 2017, Rovi has progressed in the development of the first candidate for its leading-edge drug delivery technology, ISM, for a prolonged release of risperidone, a well-established second-generation antipsychotic medicine. The first quarter of 2017, the study protocol for the Phase 3 trial, PRISMA 3, was submitted in the participant countries. And the second quarter of 2017, the Phase 3 PRISMA 3 has started with the recruitment of patients. On the other hand, in October 2016, Rovi requested the FDA a pre-investigational new drug application, pre-IND, meeting for obtaining advice on the clinical development of letrozole ISM. Afterwards, the company will submit an IND in order to initiate the first phase 1 clinical trial. Letrozole ISM is a long-acting injectable aromatized inhibitor intended for the treatment of hormone-dependent breast cancer. In the first half of this year, Rovi informed that the decentralized procedure used for the company to submit in 26 countries in the European Union the marketing authorization application of a low molecular weight heparin by a similar of enoxaparin was completed with positive outcome. This process is followed by the national phase of the registration, which is expected to be completed with the granted by the competent local authorities of the marketing authorization in each concerned country, and it was initiated in the first quarter 2017. This national phase could last from 3 to 10 months. As of June 30 this year, the countries with the national registration process approved are UK, Estonia, Latvia, and Slovakia. Rovi will continue regularly updating the milestones considered relevant in this process of marketing authorizations as the schedule of registration of the medicinal product progresses in each country. And finally, let me end with our guidance for this year. Rovi expects operating revenue to grow from low to mid-single digit for the full year 2017, despite a new 550 million euro reduction in the pharmaceutical expenditure expected for next year, according to the budget plan submitted by the Spanish government to the European Commission, and the 1 to 4% range growth in spending on medicine in Spain for the period 2017-2020 forecasted by Quintiles IMS. We have continued on the path to sustain growth. We have increased sales in a difficult environment for the sector, reinforced two important engines of growth for the company, the contract manufacturing through the acquisition of the San Sebastián de los Reyes plant, which started operations in September 2016, and the beginning of a long-term contract with Merus also in September last year. And second, the pharmaceutical specialties area, through the growth of the four new products launched in 2015 and the launches of Neparvis in December 2016 and Mycimba in January 2017, which are expected to boost growth in the coming years, and the future international expansion of bemiparin and our potential new low molecular weight heparin as a result of the acquisition of San Sebastián de los Reyes plant. We also have four new products from the MSD deal, which can be chosen until July 2019 and exploited for 10 years. Finally, we are making an effort to heavily invest in research and development to bring us a sustainable growth opportunity in the future. 2017 is an important year for our R&D activities. We are very excited with the potential of our long-acting injectable technology, ISM. We have started a phase 3 study with the recruitment of the first patient after having shown that the technology worked on more than 125 people. We have started the national phase of the registration process in our biosimilar of enoxaparin, and as of June 2017, the countries with the national registration approved are UK, Estonia, Latvia, and Slovakia, as I mentioned before. And now I pass on Javier, who will run you through the financials in more detail. Thank you very much for your attention and for taking the time to participate in this telephone conference.
Thanks, Juan. We are very happy with our good performance in the first half of 2017. As already mentioned, our operating revenues increased by 8% this year, this first half. This growth is driven by the good performance of toll manufacturing business and the performance of bemiparin and new products recently launched, such as Ulunar, Volutsa, and Orvatez. Sales of prescription-based products increased by 3%, slightly outperforming the innovative product market in 1 point in the first half of 2017. Regarding bemiparin, our flagship product developed in-house, we achieved a 3% growth. Sales in Spain grew by 6%, while international sales had a minus 4% fall. Gross profit increased by 10% to 84.2 million euros in first quarter of 2017, first half of 2017, reflecting an increase of 1.1 percentage point in the gross margin to 60.7%. from 59.6% in the same period of 2016. The increase in gross margin was mainly due to increasing toll manufacturing clients with high margins, especially in the injectable business. Rovi's commitment to innovation has been reflected in the figures in the first half of 2017 and will continue during the year. R&D expenses rose 17% to 9.4 million euros. These figures are mainly the result of focused investment in the ISM Risperidone project. Selling, general and administrative expenses increased 7% in the first half of the year to 50.9 million euros, mainly due to the product launches such as Neparvis and Mycimba, which added expenses of 2 million euros this period. The margin of SG&A over operating revenue has decreased to 36.7% in the first half of 2017, from 37.1% in the same period last year. EBITDA decreased by 4% to 23.9 million euros in this first half of the year, reflecting a 2.2 percentage points fall in the EBITDA margin, down to 17.2% in the first half 2017 from 19.4% in the first half last year. However, excluding the impact of the non-recurrent revenue in first half 2016, recurrent EBITDA increased by 14% in first half 2017, reflecting a 1 point percentage rise in the EBITDA margin. EBIT decreased by 8% to 18 million euros in this first half of the year, reflecting a 2.3 percentage point fall in the EBIT margin, mainly due to the impact of the non-recurrent revenue of 4 million euros registered last year. However, again, excluding the impact of the non-recurrent revenue in 2016, recurrent EBIT increased by 15% in first half 2017, reflecting a 0.8 percentage rise in the EBIT margin. Net financial cost increased by 12%, up to 0.5 million euros, due to the increase of banking debt in the first half of 2017, and the reduction of delay interest payments from court decisions in the first half of 2017. Net profit decreased to 15.8 million euros in first half 2017, a 12% decline compared to the same period last year. Once again, excluding the impact of the non-recurrent revenue related to the Rovi and NRV joint venture creation in last year, recurrent net profit has increased by 10% in the first half of 2017. The effective tax rate was 8.6% in the first half of 2017, compared to 6.7% last year first half. This favorable effective tax rate is due to the deducting of existing research and development expenses and the capitalization of negative tax bases from Frost Iberica. As of 31st December 2016, Frost Iberica negative tax bases amounted to 36.7 million euros, of which 1.6 million will be used in the 2016 income tax and 0.7 million euros in this first half 2017. Rovi expects to maintain an effective tax rate from mid to high single digit for the foreseeable future. Rovi invested 5.1 million euros in the first quarter of 2017, compared to 3.7 million euros in the same period of 2016. Of this amount, 2.4 million euros relates to investment capex regarding our facilities, and 2.7 million euros relates to maintenance capex and other capex, such as licenses. The soundness of our balance sheet and our cash generation capacity have allowed promoting the organic growth of the company. Free cash flow decreased to minus 3.4 million euros in the first half of 2017, from 18.6 million euros in the same period of 2016, mainly due to the increase in inventories and the decrease in providers. Regarding our debt, as 30th of June 2017, Rovi had a total debt of 49.1 million euros. Of that amount, 35.9 million euros is debt with banks, representing 73% of total debt, while 13.2 million euros correspond to debt with public administration, related to the development of R&D projects, which is 0% interest rate debt, representing 27% of total debt. Rovi had gross cash position of 55.6 million euros and a net cash position of 6.4 million euros in the first half of 2017, compared to a net debt of 2.2 million euros as 31st March 2017. The company will use its strong cash position to fund organic growth, mainly focused on the launch of potential new products and in-licensed products. Finally, Rovi paid by 5th of July this year a gross dividend of 0.1830 euros per share, with dividend rights on 2016 earnings. That means a 32% increase compared to the dividend on 2015 earnings, which was 0.1390 euros per share, and both implies a 35% payout. Regarding news flow for 2017, we expect to announce some additional EU licensing products to be maybe launched in the specialty pharma area, new contracts in the toll manufacturing area, new national marketing approvals for the biosimilars of enoxaparin in the rest of the 22 EU pending countries, and the beginning of enoxaparin marketing in the last quarter of 2017. With regards to R&D, we will continue recruiting patients for the risperidone ISM phase 3 study. Also, the first study on humans, which letrozole ISM, is planned to start within the second half of 2017. And that's all regarding our financial results of the first half of 2017. We can now start the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be taken by an operator. And if you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. And your first question comes from the line of Francisco. Thank you. Please ask your question.
Hi, this is Francisco Ruiz from Exxon. I have three questions. The first one is on the Merck agreement. As you've said, this agreement expires in 2019. So could you update it on what's going on there, and if we could see some fresh news in the short term, and which are the projects that you are targeting there? The second question is on R&D. If I don't remember badly, you are going to. You announced that your R&D for the year would increase significantly due to the ISM study, and I think you pointed to around 10 to 12 million euros R&D on top of last year. So that means around 30 million. As we have in this quarter 9 million, could you confirm that this guidance is still valid? And the third question is on seasonality. On the toll manufacturing, you commented that this first half has initially high. Could you give us an idea of what you expect for the full year for this division? Thank you.
Hello, Francisco. This is Juan. I will address your first question regarding the MEC agreement. You are right. I mean, time flies. I mean, the contract term expires in mid-July 2019. We cannot provide you much more visibility than what is public news. Recently, there has been, I think, some we believe are very excited news regarding a new compound from Merck, which is the anacetapib. the cardiovascular product for the increase of the HDL and the decrease of the LDL factors. And we are expecting to get a better knowledge of the data on the Cardiology Congress at the end of August. And definitely, finally, Merck decides to go ahead and get the product to the market. That would be another very interesting candidate for Rovi for the Spanish market. Besides this product, we are following very closely all the research and development updates of their product portfolio of Merck, and we believe that there will be additional opportunities from now until the end of the agreement to add on from this contract additional products to our product portfolio.
Hi, Francisco. This is Javier. Answering your second question about R&D expenditure, our R&D expenditure for the year, as you already mentioned, is very linked to the evolution of the phase 3 clinical trial with risperidone ISM. Up to this date, we can confirm that the guidance and the numbers that you were pointing out are quite updated right now. Unfortunately, R&D sometimes suffers some delays or could be even progressing faster than expected, so it could have some slight variations from that figure. But up to date is our best assumption. And coming back to your last question with regards to the toll manufacturing business evolution, this first half has been superb for the toll manufacturing business. That's why we have tried to be very transparent with all the investment community, and we have tried to give some visibility for the end of the year. Some of the projects that we've been performing are somehow seasonal, and we cannot expect to have the same evolution, especially in terms of growth, compared to the previous year. So up to now, what we expect is that the injectable business could have a higher growth than the oral business. So we expect a mid to high single-digit growth rate for the injectable business. And as a whole, as a total manufacturing business, we could expect a slight growth on the total business, but it will be much moderate than in the first half compared to the first half of the last year.
Thank you very much, Javier Juan.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Ignacio Mendivil. Thank you. Please ask your question.
Hello. Good afternoon, Javier, Juan, and Raquel. A couple of questions. First of all, what increase in marketing expenses should we expect in 2017, 2018 regarding the new commercial force for the promotion of enoxaparin, for the biosimilar of enoxaparin in Europe? When should we expect to reach the first sales of the product, and in which countries? Then, also regarding the ISM risperidone program, do you think you will need additional capex, to add to the R&D? Let's say any expansion of production line or any additional capacity. And then, finally, if you could give us some color on the expected peak sales for Ulunar and Volutsa. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Ignacio. Regarding marketing expenses, most of the increase in SG&A regarding on marketing expenses this year is more related to Neparvis and Mycimba of the two launches, rather than on the enoxaparin launch. We are talking about a biosimilar, and we don't expect a major impact in our accounts because of the launch of the product. As I mentioned, first, because of the nature of the product, which is a very similar, and secondly, because it's going to happen in the last couple of months of this year. So if there is any increase of 5G&A related to the biosimilar, it will fall more in 2018. Regarding on the first sales of biosimilar, again, we are now working hard to speed up all the local authorizations across Europe, which sometimes it's more time-consuming than we would all wish. And we do expect, as we have announced and mentioned before, that it will happen in the last couple of months. I cannot confirm in which countries are going to be the first sales. We will announce immediately after we book the first sales of the product, because it will depend very much on the peculiarities of the country, tenders, on the local authorizations, and the specifics of each country.
Yes, with regards to your second question, Ignacio, this is Javier. We did some important CapEx in the last previous year for ISM platform, so we developed our own pilot in almost industrial facilities for manufacturing clinical batches for letrozole and risperidone. I can tell you that this more CapEx is not needed for these both projects, only maintenance CapEx or very minimum CapEx. And probably if the product is approved and after a couple of, or maybe a year of launching, we should invest on enlarging our facility for risperidone. But that's in the very long term.
And regarding your last question, regarding potential peak sales of Ulunar and Volutsa, again, we are still seeing both products as major drivers of the growth of the company. Ulunar, as the COPD market, having said that, is a very tough and competitive market, but we do expect that showing the growth of the last 2 years, and especially the adoption of patients moving from other therapies to the LAMA-LABA combination, we do expect that we should be able to be on a figure close to 20 million euros. Regarding Volutsa, again, that's another product that is going to be very much impacted by certain generics competition from other products, especially from Duodar, from GSK, that can help us to speed up our sales evolution and to increase our peak sales. But we do believe as well that we should as well to be in a range between 12 to 15 million euros in terms of peak sales. Again, all these are best guesses, and it will depend very much on the competitive landscape of our competitors.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Just a follow-up regarding the first question, so the commercial force of enoxaparin. So we should expect, if I understood well, an increase in expenses by 2017. But what could be, what should be the number, the investment you will need for the full commercial efforts, let's say for 2018 or 2019? What additional marketing expenses should we expect?
Well, globally in 2018, it's a very difficult figure really to mention, because really, this is not a very homogeneous market. The dynamics of each market in Europe is considerably different. But just to point it out, a figure, I would say that we may be talking about 4 million euros on total for next year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Daniel Wilkinson. Thank you. Please ask your question.
Edison, thanks for taking my questions. I think a few of them have been answered, but just to dive a bit more into some details. Looking at the four countries that have been approved on the national registration, what's kind of the next steps there? Are you in discussions about pricing already? Kind of, can you give us an idea obviously if you already alluded to this, you're probably a bit sensitive on it, but what... would you launch in these first if you kind of got approval ahead of pricing kind of ahead of time? That's my first. I'll go with that first, and I'll come back for some more in a second.
Thank you, Daniel. First, we are targeting to get all the marketing authorizations in place. Second, as I mentioned to one of your previous colleagues, the market dynamics per country in Europe, they are very, very different. That means, coming to your question, that in some countries, yes, we are already discussing prices. In other, we are even discussing closely to the authorities of how to approach our entrance to the market, as some are thinking on publishing tenders, others are just asking us potential dates of launch. So again, unfortunately, we are not capable really of drawing across the board strategy for all countries as a whole. We are really targeting country per country on a specific basis. And as we mentioned, we do believe that we should be booking first sales in the last 2 months. But unfortunately, Europe still is a very heterogeneous market, and each country has got its own dynamics. As we have mentioned in other previous calls, biosimilars, and specifically this product, is going to have a slow entrance because of the dynamics of hospital and retail sales. And again, the way we have approached it is on a country basis and to tackle those dynamics of each specific country at a step.
Okay, thank you. I think just moving away from that, let's look at some of the other franchises. I mean, we've seen good growth in the COPD franchise, but also the hypercholesterolemia franchise. Can you just kind of allude to kind of what's driving that, and do you expect that to kind of be around that 20 million mark, the hypercholesterolemia franchise?
I think we are doing pretty well with most of our products. The COPD is a very crowded market, as you know, with... we were the first to enter with Novartis, but since then, many new players have entered into the market. We do believe that we have a very strong clinical data that differentiate our product compared to the competition, especially the FRAME study is providing a lot of ground in this sense. And we believe that the share of science that we are managing to get into this franchise is going to found the grounds of this growth that we expect it will bring us to the big sales that I mentioned before of 20 million euros. Regarding the hypercholesterolemia, the cholesterol franchise, I think Merck has done a fantastic development. I think the ezetimibe franchise with the standalone therapy and the combination of simvastatin and atorvastatin, it has provided us the therapeutic range to cover a broad variety of patients, and I think that's where the success and the growth of the franchise is based. The fact that we can approach those patients that they need a combination with atorvastatin and ezetimibe, with those patients which are already very well maintained and treated with simvastatin, I think it's been key to the success. We do expect a lot of growth still to come from this area, especially with the combination of atorvastatin and ezetimibe. And we believe that hopefully in the next quarters we will still be able to deliver very important growth.
Okay, thank you. And just a final question on the toll manufacturing. Obviously, you saw a good seasonal increase, but just kind of what capacity were you at with this increase and kind of what you had? I mean, obviously, that's quite sensitive on your side, but can you give any indication kind of where you were on capacity in the first half?
Hi, Daniel. This is Javier speaking. In our injectable facility, we are working only on Julián Camarillo still, so we still have San Sebastián de los Reyes is going to start working in the last quarter. That's the prefill syringe business. So we still have a full plant that is going to start working on the second half, and we're also working on toll manufacturing. And then on the oral business, as you may know, we the quantities manufactured for Merck has been lowered during the years, and that allow us to have more customers and diversify more our portfolio or business portfolio. So still we have free utilization capacity. Utilization is good in the sense that it's very profitable, the business, that we still have margin to expand our production and our customer base. But at the same time, take into account that we are going to manufacture our enoxaparin by ourselves.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And next question comes from the line of Samir Devani. Thank you. Please ask your question.
Yeah, thanks for taking my questions. Congrats on a good quarter. Just coming to the inventory build over the last 6 months, I think it's gone up about 6 million euros. Could you just outline, is that the enoxaparin build?
Well, we are working in many fronts, but you are right that we are starting preparing the launch of enoxaparin and also with having a safe stock for bemiparin and from the rest of the franchise. And we do expect to start selling at the end of the year, as Juan mentioned. So we have started working on building up inventories. Yes.
Okay. And then just finally on Nisimba, obviously now been in the market now for 6 months. I was wondering if you just give us a little bit of commentary on how that's going.
Nisimba, sales are going slow, as we were expecting. It's the first ever weight loss product approved by in Europe. It's not reimbursed. So right now we are just focused on really delivering to the endocrinology universe the benefits of adding this therapy to their existing treatments. We don't expect a speed up of sales in this year. There is a lot of still of informing and delivering the what I think is the benefits of this great product. And put it this way, we are doing our idea is to spend all 2017 doing a sort of a pre-marketing in terms of share of science of the benefit of the product. We're really more focused in terms of getting a good push in sales in 2018 once the universe of endocrinologists and all those patients that they treat obesity as a morbidity illness to really to start thinking on Nisimba as one of their priorities in for those patients. Being the first product on the market for this pathology, we knew that it was going to take some time. So, but we are frankly happy with the development so far. Is at least in terms of qualitative promotion, we are really hitting our expectations. And we believe that we are building the grounds for a future growth in the next coming years.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And your next question comes from the line of Ross Cridge. Thank you. Please ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you. Regarding your enoxaparin biosimilar, just wondering if you could give any insight into your expectations for 2018 revenue. Realize it's unlikely, but I thought I'd ask.
No, I'm sorry. That would be a very risky guidance from my side. We are now, as I mentioned before, we've been working for a considerable amount of years, and now we are really trying to work out the supply chain, the local authorizations, the dynamic of each market step by step. And right now, today, we are not in a position to provide a guidance in terms of sales for next year. Sorry.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Thank you. And no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea. There is no more questions at this time, as Andrea said. So therefore, we can end this first half year 2017 results conference call. Thank you very much once again for joining us today, and have a good day and rest of the summer. So thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.